Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals.
Wildcats! Wildcats! Wildcats, yes, Paul Hazelby, the Wildcats victorious again after you put the mock on them a couple of games ago.
Well,
After they were belted by Southeast Melbourne, you were very concerned as they went into the Victorian hub environment where they were going to have limited preparation, limited availability of court time, but they've come out and they've rolled the top of the table Melbourne United, and this afternoon they've beaten the Sydney Kings 113-106.
Well done, Carl. But nobody told me they recruited LeBron James during the off-season because John Mooney rocked up today. 30 points he had. He went at 92.3% from field shooting and 16 rebounds just to top it off. What a player. Bryce Cotton, brilliant again. Yep, they're a contender once more, the Perth Wildcats. You can never write them off.
That is the hot topic then for Repco, car expert air conditioning service that you can rely on. You visit repcoservice.com. Mooney, Cotton, who's the best? If they was lined up, who would you pick first right now?
Oh, geez, Bryce Cotton's got the runs on the board. But, geez, he's had a big impact in the early games in the NBL. John Mooney's still got age on his side, so any rebounds. He's a monster on the defensive end.
You haven't given me an answer. You're sitting on the fence at the moment.
Mooney.
Okay, I'll take Cotton every day of the week. You'll be blown away with car air conditioning service at Repco Authorised Service. Book at repcoservice.com. And double demerit points apply from midnight Thursday until midnight Monday for speeding or using a mobile phone or radar detector while driving. Get caught and you could lose your licence twice as fast. We'll come back with Stephen Cornelio, WA boy, but he is captain of the Greater Western Sydney Giants next.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Great to have your company on the program tonight. And it's nice to touch base with this man, Stephen Cornelio, for Nutrien Water, providing affordable water-wise solutions for every home. How are you, Steve? Nice to chat, mate.
No, I'm good, thanks, guys. Yeah, how about yourselves? It's good to be back on the show.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming that you'd be very satisfied with the season fast approaching, about to get underway, because there's nothing worse than pre-season, really, is there?
Yeah, no, you're right. It's been nice, especially with the extended break. But you know, extended break means more training, so it's been long, and you know, now you get to end of February, early March, you start to get excited. And, you know, we're under a month away and, we can't wait.
Before we look forward, let's look back a little bit. It was your toughest year in the AFL last year, new to the captaincy as well, dropped at one point in time. What do you look back and reflect upon in your first season as captain?
Yeah, it was difficult. I mean, got off to a fire, Hayes. We won our first game and then it kind of went downhill from then after COVID hit. So a very difficult and challenging year. One of, you know, a lot of learnings, that's for sure. I think, you know, both personally and collectively, we'll, you know, disappointing to miss out on finals after making a grand final the year before. And then, you know, for me, I guess, you know, some of the things that I was doing that, you know, I won't be doing this year, you know, just in terms of taking on the captaincy and, you know, a couple of new changes. And I guess that's one good thing about the off season. We've had plenty of time to reflect, you know, me personally and as a club, as to, you know, what we can do going forward and make amends for what happened last year.
I'm looking forward to seeing the documentary that's coming out, and there was some footage on there of you having the words with Leon Cameron last year. How difficult was that to process that whilst it was on camera?
Yeah, it was. You know, one thing I will say is that they're obviously amazing at what they do, the professionals and the crew, and a lot of the time you genuinely don't know they're in the room. After the first few weeks of, you know, having them, you know, follow you kind of everywhere, you kind of get used to it a little bit. But you know, things like that is going to be great for the viewers, to be able to witness that. That was obviously, you know, for me a tough moment and tough time, and you know, one that I guess the viewers will be, you know, looking forward to how it was all kind of filmed and whatnot. But, it was a very, you know, tough kind of 48 hours for me around that decision going into the game, because, you know, at that time they were coming, you know, very fast, and every 4 or 5 days.
Were you playing that bad, though, going back then, you reckon? Did you have an argument before you went down? I mean, you're the captain. Did you put up a fight, Skipper?
it's tough to put up a fight. We definitely didn't have a blue or fight or anything, but I definitely would have picked myself.
Well, let's move forward. Thanks for answering those questions. Sometimes they are tough, but you do lose a few players. Cameron, Williams, Corr, Caldwell, Hatley, Shaw, Langdon, Jacob. Some big names amongst that, Stephen. You're still confident with the next batch of players coming through that you can replace them and have an impact in 2021?
Yeah, definitely. I think we've still got a lot of guys there that are young and coming through. Guys that just haven't been able to either get a game or have been injured for quite a long time. A couple of new recruits that obviously losing Parisi last week wasn't ideal from a ruckman component, which he was flying in our preseason. But at the same time, Hayes, it feels really good to kind of have a few guys that didn't really want to be at a footy club move on and have a bunch of guys that are, I think years gone by, I'll be honest, I look at our list and kind of go, we have, there's a lot of talent there, there's a lot of hard work. We kind of have a really good list. It might, not necessarily in the experts' view be the best list anymore, but, you look at, I guess a couple of the, dynasties in the last few years, particularly with Richmond and how Collingwood were, before they kind of went on their run of being really strong teams and competitive. Richmond obviously won, three flags in the last 4 years. At the start of all that, you wouldn't have said they had the best list either. Sometimes it can be the group that comes together the best and gets the most out of each other, and that's something we've really been trying to work towards. Of course, losing probably the best forward in the competition hurts. However, there's a lot of stock down there, and you get someone in like Hoeges who can kick goals. Finlayson and Himmelberg, there's still a lot down there.
Stephen Canelio stays with us after this. Visit your local Nutrien Water experts today or shop online at nutrienwater.com.au.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season on now with match-winning deals.
Welcome back to Sports Day. We are chatting to WA boy but captain of Greater Western Sydney Giants, Stephen Canelio. Hayes?
What's that moment like when your key forward, good mate of yours, you obviously started together at Giants, when he tells you that he is leaving the club and you're the captain of that football club, and 12 months earlier you resisted that temptation to leave?
Yeah, I guess it's tough. Happened to me the year before, but just in your own way throughout the year, or particularly when it came to crunch time, just offer kind of what I went through or my advice or how how I would see it. I knew for Jeremy, he just had a feel it was going to be a real, real tough one for him. You could probably get the sense or gauge that it, might swing Geelong's favour or Victoria's favour in those last couple of moments, which was very tough. And like you said, I knocked back that opportunity to stay, and I really thought that he would, do the same. But one of those ones where, the service that he's been able to give us over, 10 years plus, because he was actually here before we started our AFL season, has been immense. And, our first All-Australian and first leading goal kicker. And, he made an amazing contribution to the club and the group. And, wish him all the best, except for when he plays us.
Now, you won 8 of 17 games in a shortened season last year, and you start off against the Saints. You didn't make finals. They did. You've lost a lot of players. We've just spoken about one of those key members of your team. How are you tracking? How do you reckon you're going to go?
No, look, I'm very confident. It's obviously, very, very, what we hope will be a very different year in terms of, what it'll look like. I think, no doubt the hub really, got to us maybe as a footy club, and we didn't handle it as well as we could have, and, definitely affected our form. But like I said earlier, we've been, building for quite a few months now, and feel like we're in a really good spot as to how many wins that looks like. I'm not sure, but our goal hasn't changed for what it has for the last 4 years for me personally.
Can Jesse Hogan make an impact at your club?
Yes, he can. Yeah, someone who when we came in, I was kind of really keen to I obviously played against him a number of times, but spoke to him a few times before we picked him up, and since his name got thrown in the ring, I was really keen. I knew him when I was about 16 or 17, and I've looked from afar and just seen a kid with immense talent. At times go through some really difficult challenges in his life, And I guess a little bit of me was like, let's get him and let's put him under our wings because he can be such a dangerous player and he's got a lot more to give in his career. You know, you look at some of his thing in his match play performances just through training because we obviously haven't got the game. So he just has a natural way of, you know, finding the ball and kicking goals, and he can definitely make an impact for us going forward.
So he's been a good boy away from the footy field, has he? Because, you know, that's obviously been an area that he's been a little bit undisciplined while he's been back here.
Yeah, no, he has, and he's living with Shane Mumford, so he's got no options.
So he's got the
if he goes, if he puts the foot out of line, Mummy will we'll put him back into place like he does many other people. yeah, he's been you know what? I've been super impressed with him since he's came to the footy club, and you know, can only say good things about him.
Stephen Canelio there. If your team's working around electricity, always stick to the game plan and be 360 aware. We'll be back with Bill Kirby next here on Sports Day.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Great to have your company tonight. And as we've been doing on Tuesdays and Thursdays, is getting to sports stars of small business. We get to work with Officeworks, helping make bigger things happen. And a bloke that goes back a little way now is Bill Kirby, who swam for Australia at the Olympic Games, joins us here on Sports Day. Welcome, Billy. How you going, mate?
I'm going very, very well. Thanks for the call.
Now, Kirby Swim. Just tell us about Kirby Swim, when it began, and given that you were a swimmer, was that always something that you planned to do?
I spent my swimming years sort of juggling studying and trying to compete, and I was doing physiotherapy. So I thought that was going to be where I was going to head. But after travelling the world and you know, really giving my life to the sport, unfortunately, I think, or fortunately, I guess, I just couldn't give it away. So I decided against being a hands-on physiotherapist and kept my head in the pool.
And how big has the business grown in terms of employees now and different venues?
We've now got four locations, three indoor purpose-built pools. We look after little babies and all the way through to aqua fitness for the, you know, for the older people, which I think I feel like I'm starting to become. We also have a fairly competitive swimming club that's based out of where we started, down at MLC Christchurch Aquatic Precinct.
Have you produced any champions yet?
We had a swimmer go to the Rio Olympic Games, and we've got a couple of young ones sort of knocking on the door now. So that part's really exciting to still be a part of.
What about through COVID? I'm sure you had some challenges when everything shut down for a while, but how did that affect your business?
Well, we were a bit like a lot of people in the hospitality and gym and that sort of industry, where we were just basically closed up. So obviously being very fortunate being in Perth and, you know, not for too long, but yeah, that was really devastating. And I think until we learnt what was going on, it was very, very stressful.
This isn't a business that you have just orchestrated on your own. Your partner Saskia has had a long time involvement with you, hasn't she?
No, she has. And, you know, I sat next to her studying and saw how good her organisation was and all of her note-taking. And I think I did really well there. Everyone sort of meets her and goes, oh, so you must be Bill's wife. And, you know, Bill runs that business. But I think in all honesty, the work that she does behind the scenes is a big part of our success.
So you've spent a lifetime of swimming, exercising, enjoying the great outdoors, enjoying each other's company, which what goes to any business. What's your philosophy, Bill? What for people listening in tonight, what's your philosophy about teaching everyone how to swim? I mean, particularly given we've got so much water in our country.
Yeah, look, obviously I'm very biased. I think it should be a massive part of anyone's lifestyle, particularly if they have any love of the water. All of my kids were able to swim before they turned five. I think water safety first. If you give kids the opportunity to learn how to swim, there is really no reason why kids can't, you know, swim from one side of the pool to the other prior to their third or fourth birthday. To hear that young kids and even young adults are still struggling with, you know, not being able to swim, and That's a real risk, and also limits people's ability to go surfing, windsurfing, boating, fishing, sailing, all those things that I think most Aussies love to be a part of.
And for those listening tonight, if they do want to get involved with Kirby Swim, what do they need to do?
Probably best place to go would be to check out our website, kirbyswim.com.au. And whether you're in Mandurah or Caranup or in between, we'll hopefully be able to look after you.
Bill Kirby there. Let's get to work for Officeworks. They have everything that you need to prepare yourself for the working year ahead. And it's double demerit points, which apply from midnight Thursday until midnight Friday for drink and drug driving, not wearing a seatbelt or running a red light. Get caught and you could lose your licence twice as fast. Back soon.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals.
Welcome back to Sports Day and the expert of the World Game. The bloke that we love telling us about the World Game is on the program again tonight, Daniel Garb. Good evening, Garby. How are you going?
Good, Carl. Good, Hayes. How are you, lad?
Yeah, we're going really well. Now, just tell us about your latest podcast, mate. How are you going and who are you chatting to?
Oh, well, Greats with Garby is still in hiatus as we build up to season two. I've been occupied with some other matters. But the last episode was Justin Longmuir. So if fans of footy in the West haven't yet caught up with that one, I'm sure plenty of Dockers fans will enjoy listening to JL in great detail. So get on board with that. But season two coming soon.
What about Tony Popovic? Could he be the next guest? Because he's got nothing to do at the moment. Sacked from his Greek club.
That's not a bad shout.
That didn't last long.
Only there for
nine
games.
That's a very good shout, eh?
Talk us through
it. Might give him a week. I might give him a week and then get in contact and say, what do you reckon, Popper?
Yeah, cook him some Greek food while you're there.
I should put you on the books as a producer, hey? That's fantastic.
Yeah, he's got nothing better to do.
What happened here, mate? Give us the rundown of the story.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. So, look, a lot of people will look at this on surface level and go, all right, well, an Aussie went overseas to a European club and 3 months in, he was sacked. That's pretty much par for the course, isn't it? Not so much in this case. Firstly, they were sitting in the top four on the table and had a game in hand as well and some teams above them. So they were going okay. And the other angle to it is, and the reason why Tony Popovic took this job in Greece, is that they're actually owned by an Australian, a wealthy Australian who bought into the club and wanted to basically make it a haven for Aussie players to build, and with Tony Popovic at the helm because he knows how good of a coach he is. So people were shocked as to why he was sacked when they've gone okay and they've got an Aussie owner who's obviously going to back Popovic in. But apparently, and these are the allegations, according to some of the reports that have come through, the players of Greek nationality had virtually down tools for Popovic and said, we won't play unless he goes. They just weren't a fan of him for whatever reason. Now, maybe it's because he brought a host of Australian players in, including his two sons, Gabriel and Christian, who, of course, people know in Perth very well from the time of the Glory. Perhaps that was the reason. I don't know. But whatever the case, and that sounds like a reasonable reason for it, the owner felt he had no choice but to move Tony Popovic on to get the club, you know, into order. So it's a big shame for him. And it looks as if, you know, his time in Europe, well, it's going to take a lot of work to get back there because he's had two stints now and they haven't worked out.
He's got a tough style, hasn't he? We saw that here in Perth. He's got high standards and it works. Do you think it's a cultural difference, perhaps, that here in Australia our players can put up with that, particularly given his record here, but overseas it doesn't quite work, maybe?
Very good theory. I mean, he is intense and the way in which he monitors his players and drills his players is army style. And every single player who's played under him is a massive exponent of how good of a system it is. But perhaps in Greece, they are not a fan of that. And that would not surprise at all. So that's the other theory going around that carries a lot of merit. And maybe they said, this is just not for us. And if you think you're going to try and, you know, bring that to Greece as a foreigner and win us over, we'll know. And when you've got a number of Greek players there who can band together and create a player power system, well, then you can overrule the manager in that sense and take it to the board and say, well, we're not playing unless you remove this manager. And it seems as if that's the case.
Daniel Garb there, and we'll finish off with the news headlines next.
Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. On now with match-winning deals.
Now we finish off with some news headlines for Product Script Pharmacy Sleep Services. Get tested for sleep apnea, Hayes.
Another injury for the West Coast Eagles. Nick Natanui, hamstring injury. Won't play this weekend. Hamstring, normally 3 weeks. So wait and see how that one plays out. Adam Voges received a 3-year contract extension for making the finals with the Perth Scorchers. And the MCC Cricket Committee is looking at removing the umpire's call from the DRS decisions. That is a good call, Carl, because you just want the right decisions made.
Thanks for that, Hayes. Snoring, waking up tired. You can find out if you have sleep apnea. You book a home sleep test at Pharmacy Sleep Services. And double demerits apply from midnight Thursday until midnight Monday for drink and drug driving, not wearing a seatbelt or running a red light. Get caught and you could lose your license twice as fast. We'll see you again tomorrow.